This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With full acknowledgement that I am being just a bit hyperbolic here, you want to solve the world's energy problems? Build a better battery. I mean, yes, sure, find a way to make renewables like wind and solar profitable, but for right now, just build a better battery. Steve Levine says it's not for lack of trying that we don't have one. His new book called Powerhouse, Inside the Invention of a Battery to Save the World, is set inside the Argonne National Labs outside of Chicago, where American scientists are working on just that, the big battery. Steve, it's good to have you on.
Thanks very much, Kai.
There is, you say in this book, basically a war going on to find the next big thing in battery technology. Who are the primary players, if you will?
The primary players in the pursuit of the super battery, which is what I call it, mm-hmm. are Japan, South Korea, China, and of course the United States.
Okay, now who's winning?
Right now, Japan is winning, but that's because it's had such a huge head start. The lithium-ion battery was invented by Exxon, incidentally.
Huh.
It was invented by an American here. Sony commercialized it, and then Toyota commercialized the first hybrid electric car, the Prius, in 1996. So two decades of work on the factory floor give Japan the head start by far. However, we have a lot of firepower, so we're in the race.
And also, not to be completely shallow about this, but whoever gets it right is going to make a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that's what the war is all about. But what we're looking at are industries worth tens of billions of dollars each in the first decade, meaning in the 2020s,
mm-hmm.
and then in the next decade, hundreds of billions of dollars.
So here we have the American government in the form of Argonne National Labs. We've got the Japanese. We've got the South Koreans. We have the Chinese. There's a scene in your book where the Chinese minister of technology, I think it is, or industry comes and tours Argonne, and they're trying to get into this game. And along comes a guy by the name of Elon Musk, who says, I don't need no fancy batteries. I'm just going to build a whiz-bang car and use batteries, in essence, off the shelf.
Well, the batteries that he's using are very, very impressive, for sure. But his added value is what he can bring in design and his engineers, how they can work around what's already on the shelf.
And, of course, his cars do cost $100,000, so there's that.
They cost $100,000. Remember, the next thing that he has in store is a battle with GM. Both of them say in the year 2018, they're going to have $35,000 cars that are going to go 200 miles
wow.
on a single charge, which is the inflection point.
Yeah, because right there, I sell my minivan, right? And I buy one of these, and I never have to buy gas again, and it all works out for me.
It does. It really is. When batteries take off, they're going to take a lot of oil off the market. The same impact that you're seeing shaking up countries around the world, the price of oil going down, you're going to see that happen again in the next 5 to 8 years because of what's going to happen on the electric grid. You're going to use a lot less oil. Countries that are rogue actors in the world are going to be weaker. And so it's a very, very positive development. It's something that we're looking for over the next decade and the decades beyond.
Steve Levine is the author. It's a book called The Powerhouse, Inside the Invention of a Battery to Save the World. Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Kai.
We've put more of our interview with Steve Levine online, as well as an excerpt from that book. It's all at marketplace.org.